What goes up must come down, and luckily for researchers at SUNY ESF in Syracuse, a weather balloon they launched just over a month ago from their Syracuse campus was finally discovered along a remote area in Cortland County. More from WRVO's Alan Abbott.
My reaction was seeing an old friend coming back that you haven't seen for a while.
Engineering professor Dr. Yorgos Muntrakis led the ESF students who fashioned the high-altitude balloon so it could carry information-gathering electronics thousands of miles high as part of the Global Space Balloon Challenge. After a late April launch, students lost track of the balloon and its payload after it reached a height of over 110,000 feet in the atmosphere. They believe the payload, which included a cell phone, a tiny computer, and cameras, came down in a wooded area in Cuyler in Cortland County, in an area where there's no cell signals.
We knew it landed in the woods. That's why we didn't get the signal. So we had to find someone who would be at the right place at the right time.
And that turned out to be a hiker walking near the Cuyler-Linkline Road, 30 miles southeast of Syracuse.
He said he saw something unusual in the woods there. His description was that it was maybe 4 or 6 feet above the ground, just hanging from a branch.
All the electronics inside are in good working order, and students got the pictures they wanted, and they'll be able to present their project in the global competition. Going forward, Muntrakis expects this won't be the last space balloon launched from campus.
It's really cool to have it back and in such a good shape. It really helps create, in a way, a legacy of balloons within ESF.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.